You've only been around since 2014, but if you went back now to knowing what you know now, what would you have done differently?
Everything. If we knew then what we know now, we wouldn't have tried to do it. There was a level of naivete and reckless optimism that allowed us to try to tackle things that really shouldn't have been possible.
This is Can Do, Lessons from Savvy Montana Entrepreneurs, a podcast that explores why Montana leads the nation in entrepreneurship and business startups. I'm Arnie Sherman. Advertising technology with a pulse is how Ryan Hansen and Matt Parker, co-founders of Luminad, describe their three-year-old company, which assists ad agencies in connecting advertisers with consumers. From banks to medical centers to Manchester United Football Club, Luminad helps choose the correct business-to-consumer marketing channels. Luminad already plans to add 62 new jobs over the next 2 years to its Missoula, Montana-based headquarters. Today on Can Do, Lessons from Savvy Montana Entrepreneurs, we'll talk with Ryan and Matt about the rapid rise of their new digital startup and Luminad's plans for the future. This show is made possible with support from the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans. Welcome, Ryan Hansen and Matt Parker. How are you guys doing today?
Doing good.
Doing well, Arnie. Thanks. How are you?
I'm glad that you're here. So on previous shows, we've had conversations about crickets and edible crickets. We had a conversation about drones, about compression socks. But I'm particularly fascinated about your technology niche. So, Ryan, will you tell our listeners what Luminad's focused on?
Yeah, sure. Luminad does two things. We manage complex digital media campaigns for agencies around the country, and we build software to make it easier to do that work and at scale.
And you are co-founders together,
correct?
Ryan and Matt.
Yep.
Who had the idea first?
Yeah, that's a good question.
We figured this out together. Matt and I went to school together here at the University of Montana in Missoula, and we connected on LinkedIn a few years later and became quickly fascinated with what each of us were doing at the time. And through a handful of conversations, we realized that there was a big opportunity to democratize a level of sort of sophistication and technology in the advertising space to the mid-market that otherwise found it inaccessible to bring in-house.
Ryan called me about 4 or 5 times. I did not answer, but he finally got a hold of me, and I think the rest is history.
So what were you both doing at that time?
I was working for an advertising technology firm back in Chicago, Illinois.
And I was working for a geospatial technology company here in Missoula, Montana.
So one of the things that stands out to me, you describe Luminad as ad tech with a pulse.
Sure.
Which is catchy. But what does that really mean for a potential customer? What are you pitching them on?
What I like to tell my grandma or my mom what we do is when you go to YouTube, you watch the video that you're supposed to watch or that you want to watch. Before you actually watch that video, you see a commercial, right? Which is actually pretty annoying. So what Luminad essentially does, you know, to kind of distill it, is we deploy digital media and we end up serving a lot of ads that can be annoying. So we are those guys. And ad tech with a pulse essentially means that we're about Western Montana values in terms of what you get is customer service, what you get is telling the truth. We actually have a pulse. You're not taking a laundry ticket and, you know, you're not 18th in line. We pay attention to the little guys as well as the big guys in the marketplace, Manchester United being one of them. But essentially just means having a pulse on the market as well as having a pulse on the people and the team and having values as a company to make sure that our clients are treated equally across the board.
So Ryan, Matt just mentioned Manchester United Football Club.
Yeah.
World renowned club. You're in Missoula, Montana.
Yeah.
How did you hook up with working on their needs and what were their needs that you addressed?
Through a series of relationships and connections, we knew Manchester United's CMO for their United States presence. And that was a relationship that Matt had. Man U has a handful of events every year in the United States that they want to fill the seats for those soccer matches. And even though Man U is a large global brand, when it came to their United States presence, they don't have the resources that most large advertisers have when it comes to reaching their audience with consistency and relevance where they're spending their time, which is online. In order to help a brand put a relevant message in front of a right person at the right time on the right device, it actually is quite difficult for most people to manage because the way that everybody accesses the internet in 2017 is very fragmented. what I do online is different than what you do online is different than what Matt does online. And so although we're all online, it's difficult to reach that audience. In order to do that the right way, there's a fair amount of technology involved and a fair amount of sophistication that the people who are out there doing it and who have been doing it for a handful of years are really only interested in working with the top 1,000 brands in the country because they're responsible for 75% of all media spend in the country. Whereas Luminad has found a niche in going after that other 25%. And Manchester United's US brand is one of those that was very interested in finding an ad tech partner that didn't have spend minimums. There's a demographic out there that has a level of interest in soccer and Manchester United that needs to be aware of some of these events. And we just reach those audiences and get them to purchase tickets to show up at the stadium.
So Matt, as I understand it, your client, your customer really are advertising agencies that don't have the technological sophistication to reach out to these specific audiences.
That's right.
How do you get the ad agencies to know they need you?
All of them are looking for help.
The space, are they willing to admit that they are technologically behind in what's
yes
going
and no, yeah. right? Yes and no. I think a lot of our clients understand that the programmatic space as we see it, which is essentially just advertising online, is it's pretty convoluted. It's not an easy thing to do. So for us, it's a mixture of both technology, which makes it easier for us as well as our clients, as well as having the human capital to go in and to help them solve whatever problem they're trying to solve.
So from Missoula, Montana, how do you find your clients?
I love the answer no. I love asking people if they have time for me and hearing no. I think that's a challenge. But yeah, we do not take no for an answer, and we think that we do it pretty well, or at least we like to feel that way.
So Arnie, this is a podcast on lessons learned in entrepreneurship.
Yes.
Lesson one, number one, go into business with somebody that can sell.
Well, that's important. And we laugh about that, but it's true. There's so many people who are founders who are in love with sure. their technology, but don't know how to convey that message to and monetize that message.
Sure.
And so, Matt, you're the guy that's helping do that, lead that effort.
It takes a team, right? That's the one thing I've learned this year is in my past, I was tasked with a goal on my head and a number, and I had to hit that as an individual. This year, I learned just so many more pieces to that, and it really does take a team. The sales team, we don't have all the answers. Luminad doesn't have all the answers, but we execute and we surround ourselves around people that just do, which has proved to be, pretty successful thus far anyway.
You have 38 employees now. Did you think you'd be at that size at this point in your development?
No way. I didn't think that. I'll let Ryan answer that too, but yeah, no way.
No.
That's one of the largest agencies in this space, not only here, but probably anywhere in the country.
In the world of managed media, the size of Luminad at 38 employees is still quite small. There's some very large agencies out
there. But you're planning over the next 2 years to add 62 more people. Is that correct?
That's correct. That's.
And what are they going to do? What are you looking for? What are those people going to be involved in?
It runs the gamut. We're just under 40 people now. So with an additional 60 people, it's going to touch all aspects of the company. We're largely going to be solving for scalability issues over the next couple of years. So we're going to be investing in senior leadership and operational resources that up until recently has been pretty under-resourced.
So you'll have 100 people. Are you prepared to manage 100 people?
Those are the questions we ask ourselves every day, Arnie. Yeah.
When are you actually ready, right? I think it's the question. We kind of just say yes and go do, and we figure the rest out later. So we're ready, but we're not. It's kind of yes and no question. So here we go.
I understand from looking at your website that you offer some unique employee benefits as you're trying to recruit people and bring the best and the brightest to right. Missoula or key people here in Missoula, Montana.
Sure.
You want to talk a little bit about the package you offer employees?
Yeah, go for it, Ryan.
We have a pretty modern workplace at Luminad. Aside from having an unlimited amount of autonomy and flexibility in how you choose to spend your time, if you can do your job in 2 hours, great. Go spend the rest of your day doing whatever you want to do. If it takes you 14 hours, that's unfortunate for you. Outside of that autonomy, we have quite a bit of flexibility and benefits at Luminad. We cover health insurance, there's retirement accounts, and all of the standard stuff that you would expect. But we also have powder days. We have...
Which allows people to go skiing. We have a ski area that's within 20 minutes of downtown, so...
That's exactly right. So if it snows a measurable amount, there is no expectation that you're in the office that day. You better go up to Snowball, which is our local mountain. We have unlimited pay time off. Maybe what you're referencing, Arnie, is the kegerator that took the place of
my
a printer.
Attention.
Yeah, sure.
Same here. You got to come to the office, Arnie.
I will. I will. Ryan, so for our listeners, what's a kegerator?
a kegerator is a retrofitted refrigerator that fits a 16-gallon keg of beer in it with a tap handle.
Sweet. You're working with a certain group of people that, you know, in terms of your employees, and you're trying to create an interesting work environment, and you're offering benefits that are not traditional, but you're not a traditional company.
Absolutely right.
You know, in order to recruit and retain the brightest talent out there, we want to make sure that they're limited by nothing and they have everything that they need. The idea of a traditional 9-to-5 job for our generation just doesn't exist anymore. And people who are talented and are motivated and want to grow will shop around until they can find the thing that's going to give them the most flexibility for the lifestyle that they want to lead. So also being in Missoula, Montana is a big recruiting tool for us because this is a place that a lot of people want to be.
Recently, I was at the Gates Foundation headquarters in Seattle, Washington.
Sure.
Two things struck me about being there. One, it's 1,000 employees at the foundation.
Right.
No one in a jacket or tie anywhere in the building.
Yep.
And secondly, the snack lounges on each of the floors I would like to move into. I mean, there is not a snack that you could think of that they didn't have available free to their employees just to keep them, you know, happy and also keep them on the campus. And that's a little bit different than most of the environments you would see in a foundation atmosphere.
Yep.
So beside being modern in terms of your organizational structure and how you're treating your employees, how do you keep up with tech changes and advances in the industry? Almost every day there's something that could be close to a game changer. How do you stay on top of it? Because your message to your potential customers, to the ad agencies out there, is I know how to do stuff you don't know how to do.
Right.
And you want to be, you know, again, at the top of your game. How do you stay on top of everything?
The world of digital advertising changes every single day in terms of what platforms are offering different things and features and benefits and the competitors that we have and our customers and what they choose to bring in-house or what they lean on vendors like us to do. For us, it comes down to a couple things with that. We, by design, are not following suit. We're not in Chicago. We're not in LA. We're not in New York City or Boston or Dallas. We're here in Missoula, Montana. And because of that, a lot of our competitors are in high-rises, right? They're in downtown Los Angeles, and they're in downtown New York City. And because of that, they see a lot of their competition every single day. So they need to follow suit and they need to stay updated with these things. And for us, we just do really one thing really, really well. And we listen to our clients and we listen to our customers. We actually serve what their problems are. So instead of actually going into a business relationship and providing them with all of the tech jargon and all of the solutions that we have, we ask a question of what are you trying to solve for? And actually listen, right? And so we build tools for them as well as manage and deploy media effectively, which by design will make us a little bit different just by making sure that we're solving problems. But the hardest thing to do is to keep up with the competition, and we're very grateful to be able to be doing that right now.
We also benefit from the fact that Luminad started in 2014, which was a time when the landscape was already rapidly changing. So our DNA is built around that sort of flexibility and change and following that evolution of that ecosystem. Where it would be much harder is a company that has been in the media business for 50 years and is trying to keep up with that rapid shift in the trends of the moment. For us, it's just a matter of having an organizational structure that's built around that evolution and that pace.
We're talking with Ryan Hansen and Matt Parker of Luminad, co-founders of Luminad, a technology company that helps advertising agencies tell their stories to the right audiences. Let me ask you, what is coming down the pike in your business that either excites you or gives you sleepless nights?
A big opportunity for us is the shift in how broadcast TV media is going to be purchased over the next decade. We buy digital web inventory programmatically, which is similar to how the stock market functions in that it connects millions of sellers with millions of buyers, and people are bidding on each individual impression one at a time to make sure that we're valuing one impression more than another based on who's going to ultimately be seeing it. So if you log onto the Wall Street Journal, you're going to see a different set of ads than I would if I log onto the Wall Street Journal. And TV still isn't there yet, but it's slowly shifting. And over the next couple of years, more and more of that TV inventory is going to be purchased programmatically as more and more people adopt smart TVs and watch TV on demand on their Rokus and their smart TVs. So that's a big opportunity for us because we know we have that proficiency in programmatic media buying, mm-hmm. and it's very different than traditional television media buying.
So you alluded to earlier, you know, you stepped into the fast lane immediately in 2014.
Yep.
And you've grown rapidly. What's driving your growth?
The people at Luminad, they're not ones that have previous experience in ad tech. We hire them from multiple different sources. And so they're learning fresh what advertising technology is. And because of that, our company's asking a little bit more creative questions and we're not following suit. What Ryan and I are most excited for, aside from a lot of the platform growth and the different acquisitions of different capabilities we can do, is working with some of these people that we currently work with, as well as watching that grow to essentially drive the business. Because it really, at the end of the day, we work in such a tech-heavy industry with, I could name so many terms like pixels and tags and codes and retargeting and funnel attribution and fractional attribution modeling. But really, at the end of the day, it just comes down to Luminad having really awesome, strong, brave people. And we're all kind of riding that bus together.
You've only been around since 2014, but if you went back now to knowing what you know now, what would you have done differently?
Everything.
That's a classic startup issue, right? Yeah. You know, knowing, you know, 3 years of being in the trenches, you have a lot of reorganizing to do.
It absolutely worked out to our benefit, but, you know, we say this a lot. If we knew then what we know now, we wouldn't have tried to do it. There was a level of naivete and reckless optimism that allowed us to try to tackle things that really shouldn't have been possible. We attribute a lot of the saying yes and figuring it out later to that sort of mentality. Yeah.
Is that going to change when you have 100 people? I mean, it's different when there's two of you trying to prepare for change. When there's 100 people involved,
right.
How do you prepare for that? I mean, have you thought about how you're going to prepare for some new client comes in that's your dream client, but it's also daunting at the same time? Or there's a new technology that's, you know, popping up that, you know, you haven't implemented yet. Two of you can be lean and act fast. 100 of you isn't so quick to move. So have you thought about it?
I'm lucky to have a partner like Ryan to work through those things. And it seems like every day he gets mad at me for bringing a new client on board that maybe we can handle or maybe we can't. But we do a pretty good job at, like, understanding that. I couldn't ask for a better co-founder to actually make some of these things work the way that they do, as well as, you know, make them successful. So it seems like every day he just looks at me and he's like, I don't know how we're going to figure this out, but we end up doing it well.
What got us here isn't going to get us there. It's a different chapter of Luminad 2018 than it was in 2017. I hope that from the outside looking in, it looks easy and that we've got all things figured out and we have this perfect roadmap. But all we do is just have a lot of patience and a ton of dedicated people who are just as invested in this mission as we are. All I try to do on a daily basis is just try to find really kick-ass people who can help us maintain that momentum at scale.
Yeah.
When you see the representation in media of technology people or tech wonks or nerds, it's generally men. You have about 40 employees and you're going to recruit another 60. How many of your current employees are women? And do you have a strategy for encouraging women to join Luminad?
We have been more successful than we expected in trying to recruit women. Some of the first few hires that we had were women, and they're with us today. We would like to see that number grow from where it's at today.
Right now, we have about 9 or 10 women, about 25% of Luminad's workforce. Our overall strategy really comes down to leadership management. One of our first hires, Jenny Mueller, she's now been with us for 3 years. She's an incredibly brave woman, strong woman, team-oriented woman. She's so good at what she does. And I think it's strategies like that, just allowing our people in general to go out and make effects and within the marketplace as well as within the company that attract other talent to what that person has done. So for us, it's both men and women, right? Allowing some of the smart, strong, dedicated, brave people to go out and get things done by design. The Jenny Muellers of the world will attract more women just like her.
Well, there's two ways, you know, from previous guests on the show, asking them questions about how did they learn to do what they do. Either they've Googled it and spent a lot of time reading what's in the literature, or they brought in smart people. And it sounds like you've done both.
A combination of both. We're going to need to bring in even smarter people to get to 100 people and to manage that. But so far, it's worked well enough.
Yep.
So let me go through a case study, if you will. I'm an ad agency. I have a new client that's come in. It's a baseball team in Missoula, Montana.
Sure.
And they want to start attracting a broad audience to their games and fill the stadium. And I come to you and I say, I've never worked with a baseball team before.
Sure.
Can you guys help me figure out how to digitally reach out to the marketplace and get them customers? Would that be a typical kind of client or an unusual kind of client?
When it comes to typical or unusual, we run the gamut across pretty much every single vertical. In terms of the question being a case study, I would say all we would really need to do is meet to understand what that baseball team or what X client or Y client is trying to accomplish, and then build tools and help build a campaign to source a successful digital media campaign, all resourced around one single thing, which is, what are you trying to accomplish? What is your success metric? We have many, many types of clients, big and small, in Montana, outside of Montana.
When you do this, you go beyond the client, in this case the ad agency, and actually talk to their client, their customer, and they're okay with that?
In some cases, yes. Our model client's going to be that digital advertising agency that is tasked with helping to plan the media, strategize the media, as well as buy the media and use vendors like us to go ahead and find the right person, the right time on the right device to essentially drive what the campaign is trying to accomplish.
So it's a good lesson for our listeners. What have you learned so far? Is there one thing that stands out in terms of what you've learned over the past 3 years that you want to share?
Focus on the fundamentals. Focus on profitability, cash flow, and have KPIs that are important to your business.
And KPI is?
Key performance indicators. Make sure that as you grow, those don't erode. There's a lot of sexiness in entrepreneurship and business. There's a lot of exciting possibilities with this trajectory, but cash is king. If you run out of cash, the fun's over. Focus on cash flows.
Let's talk about money for a minute.
Cool.
Did you do this with friends and family money? Did you bring an outside investor in? I mean, normally when you start a business that's going to trump to 100 employees, you got to worry about your capital stack and what you have available to you. What's your financing background for this company?
This has been bootstrapped. Matt and I came up with the funds initially to get the thing off the ground. As we started to acquire customers, retain them, and do so profitably, we were able to get our first loan from a bank here in Montana. We've slowly grown that into more debt financing in the form of lines of credit and term bank debt. And we feel very fortunate that we've been able to do that, to not have to rely on equity investments, either private equity or VC financing.
You just mentioned that as part of your capital strategy, not having to go to equity markets.
Equity, in a simple way, just means that we're raising money in exchange for giving up ownership in the company. And that is a great tool for certain companies that are very, very pre-revenue, where Luminad was instantaneously generating revenue and doing so profitably. We haven't had to give up ownership within the company in order to finance the growth.
Was cash flow catching up?
Absolutely. Our challenge in this is financing that growth. And as we grow, our working capital needs grow with it. And so even though on every metric in terms of growth and profitability and revenue is all really strong, we can grow too fast and run out of cash. We've been fortunate enough to work with some great lenders here in Missoula that have helped us with the financing that we needed to facilitate this growth.
Are you happy with the revenue the company's generating? Is it meeting your business plan expectations?
Yeah, I am. To tout my team, the sales team, as well as the whole Luminad company, I think this year we're a little bit under 124% to goal for the year annually. A lot of that's going to come in fourth quarter of the year. I think we're all working collectively to hit that revenue goal, which in January it was X, and then in February, Ryan and I increased it by not a small amount. So for us to come in and actually hit the number that we promised each other, as well as, you know, everyone was working towards, I'm extremely happy with it.
Is there anyone you can single out or any organization that helped you the most when you needed it? I mean, we're not in New York. We're not in Chicago. You point that out. We're in Missoula, Montana.
Sure.
We do have a lot of smart, good people here. Is there someone that really became a mentor to the company?
I can name one. His name's Jeff Petticord. He's had a few awesome gigs here in Missoula, Montana, Community Medical Center for Security, as well as Glacier Bank. But Jeff Petticord helped us kind of understand who we were. And it's hard bootstrapping a business. It's really tough to get lost, and we get really close to the nitty-gritty of our business and who we are and who we want to be. And Ryan and I have stayed pretty close with Jeff, and he always kind of put us back into that position of looking at our company and essentially like re-falling in love with who we were. So that guy's a genius, in my opinion. Like, we absolutely needed that help in understanding who we actually are here, and he's just a brand master, so props to him.
The caliber of expertise in Missoula, Montana that sort of flies under the radar never ceases to amaze me. Beyond that, what I would say in terms of who helped us get off the ground, who did we lean on, who did we rely on, just in general, the Missoula community that took a chance on this tech startup before really anybody should have. And a lot of that credit goes to certain folks at the University of Montana as well.
I'm fascinated by this sort of dualism of two fairly young guys starting a company that's now going to have 100 employees, which is a large employer in Montana. And at the same time, working in industry that changes so fast. What is going on in the digital space that you're working in that is going to change how consumers relate to products and services?
To answer the question of what's going on within this industry and consumer behavior within devices and how they consume content, everything is going on and everything is changing. I think this is obviously now an old stat, but last year the average American switches from their TV to their phone to their desktop to their tablet to their Xbox, the list goes on, 21 times per hour, right? And so the way that an actual consumer researches products or finds information or consumes content is completely all over the board. So what's changing is just about everything every single day. We have to do a lot within managing our change a little bit and also staying very true to the core of who we are within that change.
So how do you learn to do what you do?
You do it. Luminat is full of a room full of people that just execute. One thing that Ryan, as well as myself, and I believe every single person at Luminat that I'm extremely proud of, is we just go out and do it, and we fail several times. I would need 10 more hands to tell you how many times I failed personally as well as professionally, but you just do it, and you figure it out later. At least that's what's worked for us.
I couldn't agree more with Matt's answer there, with a caveat being that we benefit immensely from working exclusively within this mid-market space. And where the mid-market is at today is sort of like going through and learning from the problems and the challenges that large market was solving a year ago. Mm. That's another reason that we love the space that we're in, aside from the fact that nobody else is seemingly going after the clients that we are, is that there's already sort of a roadmap constructed, and we know that the challenges that we're going to have to address next year are being discussed today in conferences around the country.
What advice do you have for a Missoula-based startup like yourself, based on your experience over this hectic experience over the last 3 years?
Surround yourself with executors. Surround yourself with a team of people. Don't be afraid just to execute and make many, many mistakes. Just keep going.
Keep your overhead low.
The practical guy and the dreamer, right?
Yin and yang, right? That's how it works.
What's next?
We seem to plan 6 months at a time, just with the pace at which things grow and evolve. And we never could have expected 6 months ago that we'd be where we are today. Next is continuing to find more great people that can help us execute on what we're already doing.
We've been talking with Ryan Hansen and Matt Parker, co-founders of Luminad, a technology company that helps advertising agencies tell their stories to the right audiences. Thank you for joining me today and sharing your stories and your insights.
Thanks, Arnie.
It's a pleasure. I appreciate your listening to Can Do, Lessons from Savvy Montana Entrepreneurs, produced by Autumn Barnes and Beth Ann Austin in association with Montana Public Radio. For comments, recommendations for future guests, or general information, please go to mtpr.org. There you can also find previous guests' contact information and content from previous shows. Listen next time to hear from Michelle Huey talking about her work as the founder of Vim & Vigor, a company based in Missoula, Montana that designs and sells fashionable compression socks for women and men. Once again, I'm Arnie Sherman, wishing you peace and prosperity. This show is made possible with support from the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans.